George, you guys have had a picture of Planet X on your website, unbeknownst to you, since, I don't know, a couple of months now. It's called Fire in the Sky. Somebody notified me by email and said, is this Planet X? And I was astonished. It's one of the best photos. It was a very clear sky. Guy was walking the Delaware Beach just ahead of dawn, and the sun can be seen coming up, the light of the sun to the left. The moon is in the sky, and there, just offset from the moon, is Planet X shrouded in dust. A perfect shot.
It's not the moon that we thought, huh?
It's not the moon. The moon is there. You can see the moon.
Yeah.
And there's no chemtrails. You know why they're fogging up the sky with chemtrails. They don't want you to see that orb, which is usually sighted just a little bit to the right of the sun. On rising and setting is the best time, because that's when orange light kind of bends and the sun itself gets larger. And likewise, Planet X would appear, if the light is bouncing off of it correctly, would appear. And people have been sending me emails saying, I'm beginning to see the second sun again, you know, rising and setting. So that's why the increase in chemtrails fogging up the skies. They do not want you noticing that orb. But if you want to see what they don't want you to see, go and look, folks. Fire in the Sky. And I'm hoping that Lex puts a link in directly to that page. It was the best. And the guy didn't know what he had captured. He didn't know what he had. He said, what is this? I've been sitting on this for months, since the fall, and someone said, send it coast to coast. Well, we knew what it was.
Nancy, we're going to have you channel a little bit later on tonight.
Yep.
And lately, the world is talking about global warming and huge Earth changes.
Right.
You know, we've all got our own views on why we think this is happening. Some believe it's man-made. Others believe that it's cyclical. What's your take on this, and what are you told?
The Zetas have said it is not man-made. We have had this increase because Planet X is hoved into our inner solar system, and it's here. It's so shrouded in dust, we don't see it like a planet, you know, like Venus, where the sunlight bounces off of it, and it's a real clear. It's like looking into a fog bank, because it's so shrouded by that red dust that is of legend, like, you know, Revelation saying, well, the red dust will make the rivers run blood red. So as it comes in, it upsets the equilibrium. There's a lot of particles that flow around in a solar system that we're unaware of. The Zetas say we're aware of maybe only 1 out of 1,000 subatomic particles that they know of that flow around. So in our core has been swirling, and our magnetism has been jerked in different directions. All of this is causes the core to swirl. Heating up from the bottom up, our ground. Scientists have measured this. The rocks are heating from the bottom up. Permafrost is melting from the bottom up. All those glaciers and the poles melting, that's way outside global warming models.
Well, and as we see what's happening just in the solar system, Nancy, things are heating up as well.
Right.
I want to talk with you about the Mayan calendar date of 2012.
Sure.
I want to get Nancy Leader's take. Later when we channel, we'll get the take of the Zetas as well. This is an ominous date for us. I'm beginning to think, because scientists are now saying 2011, 2012 could be huge solar outbursts.
Right.
Something's happening, Nancy.
Yeah, well, you know what it is. It just so happens that our normal solar cycles, one ends there. We have a maximum in 2011, conveniently, just ahead of 2012. And they've been warning for years that this particular solar cycle was going to be huge. The Zetas have said, other than global warming, they're going to blame the Earth changes on the sun and say, oh, the sun is being hyperactive, and that's what's causing all this. 2006, for instance, was our solar minimum, and yet it acted like a maximum practically. You know, we had all kinds of stuff. So this is an excuse. Now, yes, it does blip around, but the Zetas has said that's like surface ruffles on the sun. Planet X is coming at us from the direction of the sun, standing between us and the sun, and consequently the particle flows that normally flow out from the sun's middle, you know, have to wrap around it and kind of form an eddy flow on either side, which is why we're trapped in front of it. We can't get out of that eddy flow. Well, all that particle flow disruption causes ruffles on the surface of the sun, but it's not really coming from the sun. The disruption in our planet is caused by a rogue planet four times the size of Earth. Van Halen said that it was going to be like five times the size of Earth. But this is what's causing the disruptions, brownouts on occasion, weird atmospheric effects, halos around the sun and the moon, electromagnetic and grabbing at the Earth, you know, a couple times a day, causing jerking around, which shows up on the live seismographs beautifully as a twice a day, every 12 hours, you know, on the Earth, shuddering. This is Planet X doing this to us, and they're blaming the sun and blaming global warming, but it's neither of those. It's Planet X. They don't want you to know about Planet X.
Nancy, you've not been on for a couple of years. Lots of new people have joined the Coast to Coast family. Tell us a little bit about Nancy Leader.
Yes. Well, I was actually a contactee from even before birth, because reincarnation does exist. I volunteered for a role of a communicator, and the Zetas have been working with me in that light, but it was much more successful than they thought. I was maybe supposed to write a book or something, but it really took off. It's become known around the world. I'm being translated into 21 different languages, if you'll notice my website, zetatalk.com. And I was a sleeper until 55 years of age. I mean, I had the scars, I had the missing time, I had all the signs, but apparently I was supposed to be asleep until 55 so I could have a normal life, you know, manager of computer system development and the like, and raise my kids, send them to college, blah, blah. And then, because as soon as I was aware, Zeta Talk began on the chat boards, and that obsessed my life. So I retired early so I could devote my life, and, you know, I'm on Social Security now, and to walk my own talk and move to the Midwest where I have gardens and herbs and chickens and you know, I'm prepared to, you know, distill my water and have firewood as the only source of heat and light or whatever, or maybe throw up a windmill.
I envy that sometimes.
I'm walking my talk because San Francisco was sitting on the San Andreas. How could I be taken seriously? You know, warning people to get out of earthquake zones and away from the coast if I was living there. So I left the beautiful coast. Let me sit still.
A couple years ago when Planet X didn't come by, at least the way I expected it to,
right.
You still contend it's there and it's around. We just didn't see it. But yeah. I basically kept you off the air. And, you know, I'm the kind of person to sit back and go, you know what? Was that a right decision? Was that a wrong decision? But you're back, so that'll tell you one way of my thought pattern. But I wanted to ask you, since the 2 years have gone by, were you bitter about that? How did you feel about that?
Well, actually, that was May 15th, 2003, because from the start of Zeta Talk in 1995, they said the pole shift will happen shortly after May 15th, 2003. And to show you how seriously the White House or the government, and they were aware of Zeta Talk, on May 15th, there was an Operation Planet X in Iraq. They called the largest top-off exercise at that time in the history of this is, they had 100 different agencies, Canadian and U.S., from coast to coast, alerted and doing exercises so that if they had to declare martial law, everybody was already activated, right? The reason the Zetas did that was to drive George Bush and his group into Iraq early, so that they would fall on their sword and fail.